Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get Paula in here, by the way, Paula is here. And before we get the, we're going to just kind of go over a couple things here that's actually been happening. And I think that, you know, kind of bring some of the stuff up that's been going on, especially with the Republican Party. I got to tell you, these Republicans, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them, because everything they do speaks against what our true values are. And honestly, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that these people are turning into the most serious fascists of our time. But again, you know, I think truly that there is going to be some serious stuff is about ready to happen. And what's funny is that you have all this shit happening with Republicans. They've been attacking the gay and lesbian, transgender communities. And even though that they're targeting them, there are some Republicans that are on Grindr. They are on these websites, social media, talking to gay men. But when in doubt that they are, asked about it, well, they say, well, I didn't do that, which I don't understand why they can't just come out and just tell everybody if they're gay, let them be gay, right? That's what America wants to know. We don't want to be sitting there thinking, well, let's hide behind the curtain and, you know, not tell the truth, because that's not the way things work. And then you have all the legal issues with the one and only Donald Trump himself. Donald Trump has so many legal issues, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy is having so many of them. I mean, what do they count out? I think there's like five or six outstanding legal issues that Donald Trump has going on. And even though that he has these court dates, and right now the biggest one is Stormy Daniels, where he, you know, he paid off Stormy Daniels to not come out about them having sex. And he even used, what they're finding out is he even used campaign funds, which is a big no-no, to use any kind of campaign funds for anything, but to use it to cover up your sex addictions. And so Donald Trump thought, well, nobody will ever question it, and, you know, it'll all get away with it. But, you know, thank God we have people like Michael Cohen, who comes out and squeals on Trump. And Michael Cohen was one of the ones that actually paid her because of Trump. And, you know, Donald Trump went after Michael Cohen, tried to get him in trouble. You know, he disowned him as his lawyer. And so Michael Cohen is like, fuck this, I'll go after the fat orange piece of shit. So that's what he did. And so he didn't do it for making shit up. There was actually facts to what he was saying that he could back up and prove. So Donald Trump is one of those people who thinks he can skirt the law and get away with it. And honestly, he has. So Donald Trump actually has done that. He's actually skirted the law many, many times. He's gotten away with it, and they, you know, they don't do nothing because they figure, well, fuck it, we don't have to worry about it. If he skirts the law and, you know, he's breaking all these different laws, well, we'll let him get away with it, right? But Donald Trump, for some reason, gets away with it. And it's time to that Americans put their feet down and say, enough is enough. You will not break the law, asshole. And if you do, you're going to have to pay the price like any natural citizen out here, any citizen. You know, right now he is a regular citizen in our society. He's not the president of the United States, regardless how many MAGA people think he truly is. He is not the president. He is a regular citizen just like you and me. And he will have to pay the price, like you and me. But people are really betting, okay? So a lot of people are betting on this. They're saying, well, Donald Trump will be arrested by Friday, which is tomorrow. Some people are saying he's going to be arrested by the weekend. Some people say he's going to be arrested by Tuesday. I truly believe that if anything happens, it's going to be the next few days, yes. But I'm really feeling like it's going to happen either. If it's not going to happen by Saturday, definitely by Tuesday. That's, I mean, truly, truly that's what's going to happen. But I believe that they're going to handcuff the son of a bitch. He's going to go to prison. And his followers will go crazy because all Donald Trump's been doing is trying to tell his followers to go after the people who are putting him behind bars. Because he already knows he's in trouble. He already knows this. And so he is just, you know, out there spreading these lies, trying to build his base up and trying to get them all riled up to fight against each other. And what he wants is another domestic terrorist attack like he performed and incited on January 6th. That's what he wants. He wants the exact same shit that happened back then. And when all these domestic terrorists attacked our Capitol, they committed a crime of domestic terrorism. And one of the terrorists, domestic terrorists, were shot in the midst of trying to break in and take over the Capitol. Not only did they want to break in and take over the Capitol, but they wanted to hang Mike Pence, and really, I think they even wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi. That was their two main objectives, is Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence. They wanted them both dead, only because they went against Donald Trump, and they did what they were supposed to do, by upholding the law by certifying a president of the United States, which was legally done. And so they're pissed. And you know, it's so funny that Tucker Carlson, which is the biggest buffoon for Fox News, next to Bill O'Reilly, you know, here's the funny thing. Russians love Tucker Carlson, and he is excited that Russia loves him. I want you to think about that for a minute. If you're an American citizen and Russia loves you that much, then you're doing something that is against America. And that's what Tucker Carlson does. So Tucker Carlson received footage handed to him by Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House. He went through that footage, and then he told people, look at this. Look at these videos. It's showing, all these videos are showing that the that everything was a peaceful protest. But basically he was saying they were actually just walking the halls, not doing anything. If you look at them, they're just walking normally through the halls. And what he was doing was taking pieces of the excerpts and only playing what he wanted to show when they were walking and stuff. But he's not showing when they were beating the shit out of the police officers with a fire extinguisher and using bear mace to spray the police officers who later died from it. No. They don't want to show you that part. They don't want to show you them using the American flag as a weapon. And anybody that promotes or believes in this shit and doesn't understand that what they've done is a criminal activity, then you're not a true American. You are a traitor to this country. You will always be a traitor to this country if you believe what they did on January 6th was all right and it was okay in your book and blah, blah, blah. If you agree with that kind of shit, then you support domestic terrorism. And honestly, that's what you're going to believe because that's what you truly do believe. It's really sickening that people think it's okay for them to do this. And now Donald Trump's out there trying to incite more bullshit because he knows he's fucked and he's going to be incited on these charges. He's going to go to jail. And so what's his last weapons of defense? His base. His base are fucking crazy. These people are so nuts that they will do anything for Donald Trump, even though that Donald Trump don't give two shits about him. He's using these people, these idiots, to do his bidding and to give him money. And believe you me, Donald Trump is making a lot of money off of these idiots. So white nationalists are another problem. Anytime I hear a person come up and say, "Oh, I'm a white nationalist," the only thing I can tell you is this. When you bring up the words and the terms of white nationalist, you are bringing up the terminology of what Hitler was. Fascism. And that's what you are. Neo-Nazi bullshit. You know, you can't be, I don't believe you to be American and say you're a white nationalist, you know, because that's not what this is about. You know, that's what these white nationalists do. They believe that women should not have rights and that, you know, they're very racist in what they do. And that is what a lot of Trump supporters are white nationalists, because they believe in bigotry and fascism. They are looking for more than anything is to believe that they are above the Constitution. And they only pick out certain parts of the Constitution to believe in them. You know, your First Amendment auditors who like to go out and piss off the police, well, these are white nationalists. And then they go out and they use the term sovereign citizen. If you've never heard that term, a sovereign citizen. I'm a sovereign citizen. I think it's great when they start telling police I'm a sovereign citizen. I can go and break the law whenever I choose because I'm in my private vehicle. I don't even have to have tags on my car or a driver's license because I'm a sovereign citizen. But I like when the police actually rip them out of their fucking car and arrest them and says you will abide by the law just like anybody else. If you drive on their streets, then you are driving your private vehicle on their streets. And you got to abide by their laws, the laws of the United States, the laws of the states itself, and the counties, and the villages, and so on and so on. But you got to abide by these laws. You are not above the law, ever. So Brian Taylor Cohen, a real good guy that comes out and talks about a lot of stuff that happens with the Republicans, just recently came out with a new audio. And he entitles it Breaking News on Donald Trump. So I want to go ahead and listen to this, and then we're going to bring Paula in. So take a look.
You're watching The Legal Breakdown. So, Glenn, we have a pretty big update for today as we're all waiting on this impending indictment in Manhattan. The grand jury was called off for today, Wednesday. So what are the possibilities in terms of when they'll hold the indictment vote?
You know, so there are several possibilities. So I think it's important to know that just because the grand jury votes to indict on a particular day, it is very unlikely that the indictment would be unsealed and an arrest would be made the same day. Because here's how it ordinarily works. We go into the grand jury at the end of an investigation. We say, folks, we think the evidence supports you voting on these five charges. For example, the grand jury will vote. If they vote to indict, that remains sealed because the next thing we have to do is we have to go to the judge. We have to get an arrest warrant for the person who has just been indicted by the grand jury. And then we have to go about arresting the person before he or she ever gets wind that there's been an indictment. So if an indictment was handed down on Wednesday, you might not see an arrest until the following week when all of the pieces could be put in place. Now, there is some back and forth about whether Donald Trump will or will not be arrested. I think the smart money is riding on a voluntary surrender. In white-collar cases, when we don't think the person who has been indicted is a flight risk or a danger to the community, we can put a pin in flight risk, certainly. But what we will ordinarily do is call up the defense attorneys for the target of the investigation, the person who has just been indicted, and say, you know, we want you to turn yourself into FBI headquarters or to the local police department, depending on the jurisdiction, at 9 a.m. on Monday. You will be booked and you will then be walked into court and arraigned on the indictment.
Okay. Now, because this is such a high profile case, what are you reading from the tea leaves in terms of what you believe has happened so far? Do you believe it's possible that they could have already voted on indictment and that just hasn't been unsealed yet?
Possible, but not likely. And here's why I say that. A rebuttal witness, Bob Costello, a mouthpiece, a surrogate for Donald Trump, was put before the grand jury because in New York, a defendant who's about to be indicted can offer up a witness to try to go into the grand jury and exonerate him or talk the grand jury out of indicting him. And Donald Trump put up this guy, Robert Costello. I think that was a tactical blunder. But Costello testified on Monday, which was the last time the grand jury sat. They were scheduled to sit today, but they're not sitting today for some reason. So I think it's very unlikely, Brian, that Costello would have testified on Monday afternoon, and the next thing the prosecutors would have done is asked the grand jury to vote out an indictment. So I suspect the grand jury has not yet voted, but they could have voted on Monday. And then the DA's office could be going through the process we just described, figuring out when they want to unseal the indictment and when they want to have Donald Trump voluntarily turn himself in.
Okay, so with that said, let's game this out and say that the grand jury does vote to indict and they do move forward with unsealing it and it's time to basically arrest Donald Trump. What's the tick-tock of what happens next to Trump in the minutes and hours following?
Yeah, so once the grand jury votes to indict him, so between that time and the time he actually walks into court to be arraigned on the indictment, which just means reading him the indictment so he has notice of the charges against which he has to defend. There are a few things that will go on. First of all, president or no president, former president or no former president, he will be booked. What does booking look like? Well, before you go to court, you go into a police station and the police fill out a whole bunch of paperwork. They get all sorts of background, biographical, address information about you, and then they will fingerprint you, and then they will take mugshots. They will take arrest photos. So Donald Trump may succeed in avoiding a perp walk, but we will see mugshots of a former president of the United States. And let me back up to the perp walk, because we've heard some reporting, you know, Donald Trump being all full of bravado, one of the things he's full of, saying, I want a perp walk because, you know, I'm going to use that basically as a fundraising vehicle. If they can do it to me, they can do it to you. I think it's unlikely that there will be a perp walk. And even more importantly, when I hear people talk incessantly, Brian, about, well, if Donald Trump's indicted, this is going to help him with his base. It's going to help his poll numbers. It's going to help him politically. Conversely, some people say it's going to hurt him politically. I will tell you, as a career prosecutor, I would tune all of that out, because I would never make a charging decision or an indictment decision based on those sorts of collateral consequences. Every time I decided to indict somebody, I knew I would likely make a batch of people happy and a batch of people unhappy,
yeah,
regardless of whether I decided to indict or decline to indict. But those were never considerations. It was about the facts and the law, regardless of the status of the person or the collateral consequences of an indictment.
So just to be clear, confirming that if he does take a mugshot, that will be public?
It will. Typically, mugshots are released by the police. So strictly speaking, a mugshot is not a public record, but I think we have seen historically that mugshots get released, you know, by police departments all the time.
Now, we spoke previously about when we can expect an actual trial. You'd mentioned sometime between 6 months and a year from now. But will Trump need to be present in all of the pretrial occurrences that happen?
Yeah, great question. So in civil proceedings, like, you know, Donald Trump is always being sued by somebody or another. Ordinarily, the respondent in a civil suit, that is the defendant, is not generally required to attend every court proceeding. And often the defense attorneys in a civil suit will just waive their client's presence. Not so in a criminal case. In a criminal case, you basically have to be present for every single court proceeding. And interestingly, you generally have to be actually present, not virtually present. Now, a defense team can try to waive their client's appearance, but most judges in a criminal case are pretty disapproving of that. Because if you're facing the possibility of being incarcerated at the end of this process, you know, judges are determined that you are fully informed, indeed present, at every single court hearing in your case.
Now, will those instances, those pretrial courtroom appearances, will they be public?
They are public, yes. You have to, the Constitution provides for public trials.
Okay.
And judges aren't permitted to close courtrooms except for national security matters. Rarely do they do that. But I don't believe cameras are in the courtrooms in New York, so I don't think we will see a televised trial unless they decide that the public interest is so important that they want to allow this trial to be publicly televised.
Got it. Glenn, will you be in that courtroom?
I will. Here's what I will. I will be in the courtroom when and if, I'm going to go with when, Donald Trump is indicted federally for either the documents crimes or the insurrection, because that will be in my backyard here in Washington, D.C., in a courthouse in which I tried lots of cases. So I'll be present for that. I doubt I'm going to head up to Manhattan to try to get into a courtroom that is likely going to be overflowing.
Just like on the logistics of that, how are you going to get in? Because I would imagine that would be a pretty hot ticket. Like, is it basically because you've been able to try cases there that it'll be easier for you to get into that courtroom?
I wouldn't say I am prepared to call in any and all favors I might have, but having tried multiple RICO cases in that very courthouse and pretty much knowing most of the folks who work there, I will try to arrange to be, you know, first in line to make sure I get a seat in the courtroom.
Now, here's a question I'm getting a lot. Will this indictment in Manhattan be any impediment to Donald Trump running for office?
Sadly, no. It won't be any legal impediment. It might be a practical impediment, right? Not a good look if you're running for president and you're also pending a criminal trial that could send you to prison. But I think Donald Trump has already announced, now rarely do I take him at his word, but he's already announced, you know what, indictment or no indictment, I am not dropping out. And I'm here for it. You know what? Let him run as an indicted defendant pending prison. I don't think that will increase his odds of getting elected.
Well, with that said, what about the other cases that he's at risk of being indicted for, including Fulton County, Georgia, including the E. Jean Carroll defamation case, including the classified documents case, the January 6th case?
Yeah, none of it will be a legal impediment to him running for office. The only thing that would be a legal impediment is if he is convicted of a federal charge that carries with it the possible sentence of a prohibition from holding federal office in the future. That's the only way he would legally be prohibited, not necessarily from running for federal office, but holding federal office.
Could that be one of the conditions set forth, you know, in terms of like a guilty plea or some plea deal overall? Like, could a condition be set where he's barred from running for federal office, and that would preclude him from serving prison time, for example?
You know, that's a great question. There's lots of leeway that prosecutors and defense teams have in negotiating terms of a plea agreement, or let me add, a non-pros agreement, an agreement not to prosecute somebody if he or she agrees to a set of conditions. Usually those conditions, Brian, involve, you know, you have to stay out of trouble, you have to avoid all rearrests, and if you do, the prosecutors may sort of decline to ever charge you for a particular crime. But of course, those agreements are only as good as the people who enter into them. So the prosecution could say, look, if you agree never to run for office, we will agree never to prosecute you. And then Donald Trump could later throw his hat in the ring. Of course, that would revive the prosecution's ability to prosecute him. But if it's a few years down the road, memories might have faded, evidence might have gone missing, and it might be more difficult to prosecute him. So I actually hope we don't see some kind of a creative disposition of Donald Trump's cases like that.
Got it. Okay, well, with that said, things are moving very fast in this case with this impending indictment. So if you want to keep up on everything that's happening, make sure to follow both of our channels. The links are right here on the screen. I'm Brian Tyler Cohen.
And I'm Glenn Kirshner.
You're watching The Legal Breakdown.
Place. And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep it right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep it right on.
Oh yeah, hey Miss Paula Alexander.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm tired. I've been working around the house and running errands the past couple of days, and you know, I'm kind of getting too old for that shit. So, yeah. I saw your video today. I'm so glad you're feeling better. Are you? I know you're back to work. Is it affecting the way you feel?
No, it's not. The only thing that I have that's different with it is that I have, like, you know, since I've had this heart attack, I get a lot of anxiety with it. But they said that's normal and it does happen. But they want to reassure me that everything's going to be fine. that I'm really healthy, and I'm actually healthier before than I have ever been up to, you know, before the heart attack. And they also reassured me that before they put the stents in, my heart was beating at 40%. So your heart has to beat between 50% to 65%. And I was at 40%. So it wasn't beating, at its good capacity. But once they put the stents in and removed the blockage, my heart rate went back up. It went to 58%. So that's a good thing.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, and, you know, I'm 20 years older than you, and it makes me, heart disease runs in my family, on my dad's side of the family,
yeah.
Mostly. You know, so, you know, did I inherit that gene? You know, I get tired after I eat. Well, you know, a few months ago, my doctor put me on potassium, thinking that was it. Well, I'm still getting tired after I eat. Not as bad as before the potassium.
Uh-huh.
So I went the other day, and she switched my blood pressure medicine. She wants me off the potassium and added another blood pressure med. Well, I got to thinking about it.
Okay.
And that's the one she took me off of when she put me on the potassium. So I don't.
Are they serious?
So I've already got it. I get my scripts in the mail, and I got it. She told me to start it as soon as I got it, and I'm afraid to because I'm afraid I'm going to be a walking zombie. You know what I mean?
What blood pressure medicine you on? What's it? You know what the names are?
Yeah, I've been on for years. I've been on lisinopril,
I was getting ready.
The water pill.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you. So I was getting ready to ask you about if you were on lisinopril. Actually, I am on that as well, which is a very nasty medication,
right?
By the way. It it can make you cough and. Yeah, you can cough on that medicine. So I found this out by my cardiologist. He's like, well, if you're having a lot of coughing fits, a lot of time that's due to the medication of lisinopril. And the number one culprit for it or side effect is coughing and having excessive coughing.
Well,
so I never knew that.
I've been on it for, 10, 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'll start coughing a lot. Like usually in the beginning of the day to the midday, you'll start coughing, and then again at the very end of the night, and that's when it starts to like really get you for a minute. But you know, he was telling me some stuff that I found was really interesting. That you know, so I was really always tired. I'd always be fatigued. I'd always feel like I just wanted to sleep all the time, and man, I was just, I mean, my body was telling me I was fucking done. But now after they put these stents in and cleaned out my arteries, I have so much energy. And like I said, I feel like 30 years younger, man. I mean, I can walk and stuff without being out of breath. And, I can do all kinds of stuff now without being out of breath, and I can actually move faster. And I notice that I have more air in my capacity when I breathe and so forth like that. So whenever you have blocked arteries, that's what happens. Your heart rate, everything starts to deteriorate because your heart's not pumping out as much as it should be.
Right.
And so that's what happens.
So I'm wondering if I have never been to a heart doctor. I've never had any of that stuff done.
Really?
Wondering.
You probably
should. Never. I mean, I always
considering that you have family history.
Right.
Yeah, and with you having a family history.
Right.
Oh my God! You know what, Paula? My blood pressure used to be. Here's what my blood pressure used to be. Taking my medications, my blood pressure would always be anywhere between 170, 180, 165, 145, over like 89, 90, around there. He's always staying around that range. And that's high, actually. That's really high. And when they gave me my meds and after the bypass surgery or after the stents were put in, my blood pressure now is at 112 over like 60. And so that's a normal range. I have never been normal range in over like 20 years.
Wow. Well, mine's not bad. Mine is in a normal range. It ranges play around probably 120, 125 over maybe 75, 80, which is, I think, around normal.
Yeah.
That's around normal.
That's actually pretty good.
But I'm thinking, you know, why am I getting tired all the time? You know,
you may want to check that because that could be a culprit. Yeah. That could be the culprit. It could be you already having some kind of blockage. You never know.
Right.
And nobody ever knows that it happens until you have the heart attack, you know.
Right.
By the way, here's some interesting news, too, that I found out through my cardiologist. So the night that I was having the heart attack, you know, they did these EKGs on me here at Clermont Mercy, and they did like five EKGs. I went into the hospital about 7 p.m. They took the first EKG. And then they took another one about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, right? Well, believe it or not, what they showed me was, they're like, did you know they reported that you were having the heart attack? It was starting to happen right around 2 o'clock in the morning. But if you look back at the charts here of when they did your EKGs, you were actually starting your heart attack around 7, 8 o'clock. And they didn't catch it, in other words, until it got progressed to, you know, to the maximum, basically.
Wow.
That's
so
messed up.
Okay. That is messed up. That's crazy. Well, I mean,
that could have caused me to have bad issues. I could have died, you know, if they weren't really paying attention to you like that.
Right. So I'm thinking about, I need to call my doctor back and tell her that the second blood pressure med she put me on is the one she took me off of, and talk to her about being a heart doctor.
Yeah, I think you should, because they know more about what's going on with your heart and lungs and your blood pressure than any doctor, I can tell you that. And, you know, they'll get you on the right blood pressure. See, they put me on a blood pressure medication that is called Carvedilol, which is called Craig, and with a C, and that damn medication works great. It definitely brings down the blood pressure and keeps it down. So, Without making me tired, yes. And the lisinopril, they still have me taking it, but, you know, he's like, eventually we're going to probably take you off of some of these meds. Like, the lisinopril is definitely going to be one of them. But I take blood thinners now, and I take baby aspirin. So I have really thin blood, and that's the reason why I'm cold all the time. But it helps to thin the blood so that way it doesn't stick to my arteries. And they always tell you, they say, when you reach, and I never knew this, but after you reach a certain age, which is after, now they're saying after you reach about 45, your age is 45, they recommend that you start taking once a day 81 milligrams baby aspirin. And if you get it prescribed through your doctor, it is actually covered under your insurance. And so they'll give, that's what he did with me, he gave me 90 tablets, so it was covered underneath my Medicaid. If I would have went in the store and bought 90 tablets, I think it's like, you know, like 15, 20 bucks. But it was covered underneath it. But he said that technically when I turned 45, I should have been on baby aspirin, you know, because that
helps
to prolong heart disease.
I used to take, with my daily meds, I used to take an aspirin a day. And that's what my doctor had put me on, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Well, she took me off those, too. She told me I no longer need to take the aspirin. I was taking a regular aspirin.
That is weird.
And I love my doctor, but and she's always been really good about regulating my medication. But there's something off with this. Why would you? I think she didn't look at the chart and didn't realize she's putting me back on a blood pressure medicine that she took me off of because
Right. And that's the thing about doctors, I found out, Paula, that they don't really pay attention. Unless they're specialists, they don't pay attention to charts that much. And so they just prescribe and prescribe and prescribe, and they don't really pay attention to charts. You know, that's what they do. I mean, when I was at the hospital the day before I had the heart attack, the dumb bitch gave me Tylenol with codeine. I'm allergic to codeine, highly allergic. But she gave
me
the codeine anyway. And I started breaking out. And they were like, wonder why you're breaking out. And then I realized that they gave me Tylenol codeine. And I'm like, they fucking tried to kill me the night before, too. So, and it was the same doctor that I seen the next night. And she didn't even pay attention to that I was having a heart attack at 7 p.m. instead of around 2 in the morning. So I was talking to my doctor, my cardiologist, and they're like, we'll defend you. If you look up your my chart, you know, where they have all my records, they said, you can see right there, it's in the description that you were having a heart attack at 7 o'clock p.m. when you first came in. And so what it did is I was having a heart attack, and then it went back to normal because it started to, you know, regulate back to normal. So they were only reading the normal EKGs, not the one where it originally showed I was having a heart attack. And so we're calling patient advocate line tomorrow. We're going to actually complain to them that their doctors basically tried to kill me twice.
Wow. So your cardiologist was going to call and complain.
Yeah. They said, you know, we'll back you up. We'll even, you know, do whatever, you know, because this is something that's not a good idea that they should have done. They should have checked. And the thing is, what if somebody else goes in this hospital and this doctor doesn't look at that kind of shit, then the person dies, and they have a massive heart attack. I mean, lucky for me, mine was mild, but what if we had a person that had a massive heart attack? You know, they would be done, and the damn doctors wouldn't even know what the hell's going on.
That's what bothers me about the – we have a hospital here in town. My town is 6,000, but we call it a Band-Aid hospital. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If something is really bad wrong, they send us on to Conway or Little Rock in an ambulance or helicopter. There is a helipad behind the hospital, so thank goodness for that.
Good.
But my mom is when my mom was alive, she went to that hospital a couple times. And they sent her an ambulance. And I had to chase the damn ambulance to the hospital in Conway, which is 25 miles away, try to keep up with an ambulance. Because I didn't know I wanted to be there. I wanted to be there when they admitted her. You know what I mean?
Well,
and,
exactly.
So, you know, and it was raining, and I was lucky I didn't have a wreck. So, that was crazy. They should have let me. No, I couldn't have ridden in the ambulance with her because I wouldn't have been able to get back. But anyway, let's go on and talk some politics.
Yeah, let's get some politics because I know that you've been paying attention a lot with this stuff, and I'm excited. I'm really excited about some things. I'm hoping that Donald Trump goes to prison. I would be so excited just to see him in handcuffs.
Right. And like you talked about or the beginning of the show, you know, he's calling the idiot after everything he's done is still calling for people to go in the streets and protest. This shows that's a madman. That is a madman that does that. You know,
he doesn't care about anything but himself.
No. No. Now, there were some people at the DA's office on Tuesday when they thought he was going to be arrested. There were some Trump supporters, and there wasn't very many of them. So,
I do.
So, yeah, not many showed up. I guess they don't want to go to the D.C. jail like all the other ones did.
Yeah, the rest
January
of them was
6th.
They're proud blue white nationalists,
and,
you know. They don't want to go to prison.
Right. And what is, I want to look something up because, Marjorie Taylor Greene was supposed to have gone to the D.C. jail. Oh, God.
Really?
You know, this bitch, she, I mean, speaking of crazy, she's, I mean, she switches back and forth on her subjects on social media. There are two genders, male and female. Trust the science. I just posted a video of a person that was kind of like your brother. They were born with one testicle and one ovary. Looks like a looks like a boy. Okay? Looks like a young man, boy. Didn't think they could get pregnant. I'm calling it there. I'm using a pronoun they because obviously, they're both, this person is both sexes, and ended up getting pregnant.
Oh,
Even though they have, you know, one testicle and one ovary. And this is what this bitch, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and these people don't understand. It can be much more complicated than labeling somebody as just male or just female. And I mean, trust the science. Trust the science. Is she saying trust the science? No, not your science, the real science. Because she is just literally pure ignorance, not to understand. I had a cousin like this, both male and female. You had a brother like that. People are born like this. Why are these people so ignorant? It just blows my mind.
Well, yeah.
So,
because they don't like anything they can't understand.
So I'm trying to find something else. Oh. Get this. One day ago, she says, I will be reviewing the Biden family banking records and cash payments from China. I don't know what is worse. The president's son, then the VP, taking millions from China for favors from his father, or his payments to young prostitutes, those poor little girls. She's got the nerve to say this. When Donald Trump had a had bank accounts in China, his daughter had 41 trademarks in China. The people that that voted her in Georgia are in a real rural hillbilly area, kind of like where I live, a little further out from where I live. And they apparently don't get online, and they don't hear about the bullshit she's pulling, and they keep voting for her.
Oh, God.
And they keep supporting her. And I, it's the same thing here with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So, I'm rambling. I'm tired.
Wait, no, you're okay. You know, it's funny. I was reading something what somebody was talking about. And they said they wanted to know what exactly happened with the new Republican Congress. Trying to help Trump and blocking something or another. They weren't too for sure themselves, they said. I know a little bit about it, but what do you know what McCarthy and all them did, Jim Jordan and all them?
This is current, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has it on her profile, too. What they are in the process of doing is because it is the DA, the district attorney of New York, that is in the his name is Alvin Bragg, and he's the one that's in the process of indicting Trump. So what they are doing is they are trying to pull shit out of a hat and say that, all kinds of different ways. They're saying it's illegal for him to indict an ex-president. They're saying that he's easy on crime in New York, that this was, what they call it is political weaponization, which is a stupid word they made up, made up, so that it sounds big and bad and bold, and, you know, the word weaponization, it sounds, So what they're doing is they're saying that since Alvin Bragg is a Democrat, he is purposely going after Donald Trump for no reason, just because it's politics.
Yeah.
And Jim Jordan has written letters. Let me see if I can find what Marge says about it. She's talking about the crime rate in New York. Over half of all felonies under Alvin Bragg are downgraded to misdemeanors. Many violent crimes are dismissed altogether. So why is Alvin suddenly interested in upgrading President Trump's alleged misdemeanor? It's on the Oversight Committee. They're literally coming up with bullshit. How do you, this indictment of Donald Trump is about Stormy Daniels. It's about the payment that his then-attorney, Michael Cohen, he used his own, he paid off Stormy Daniels. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, because, Donald Trump's such a great guy. He had sex with a porn star in a hotel room while his wife was home with a newborn baby. Okay, how disgusting is that to begin with? So, Michael Cohen went to prison for it, served his time, came out, had to wear an ankle monitor for a while, like a year, through that time, learned his lesson. So if Trump isn't guilty, why did Michael Cohen have to spend time in prison?
Well, that's a good point.
For the payoff of Donald Trump to sleep, to have sex with a porn star.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's all connected.
It is. And you know Donald Trump did not want that to be out there, you know.
Right. And Michael Cohen learned his lesson, and he's coming out, and he, you know, he's on all the, he's on MSNBC all the time. He's on the news network and on podcasts and on the internet. And, you know, he's speaking up about it now. He learned his lesson. He got roped into doing something. And I believe they call this RICO, R-I-C-O, RICO, which means it's against the law. RICO is against the law. I can't remember what it means. Let me look it up. Come on, Google.
Come on, Google.
Okay. RICO, R-I-C-O, stands for Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Is a United States federal law that provides for extended criminal penalties and a civil cause of action for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization. So I guess basically what is going on here is that the way the money came from Trump to Michael Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels was a RICO act. It was money laundering, which is against the law and is against the RICO law. So that's why he's in trouble. And these henchmen like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, who else? Oh, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, yeah.
Or, I'm not sure. I don't think Lauren Boebert. I think
Matt
Lauren
Gates.
Boebert is one. Well, might have, yeah, Matt Gaetz. A lot of these idiots and a guy named James Comer, a congressman named James Comer.
Oh, yeah. That is right. I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, he's really into this. Who else? Just a whole, if you go back and you watch a lot of these new oversight committee meetings, you can see these people in action. And, I mean, they look like idiots. And we have these great Democrats that are sitting on the same committees that make them look like 5-year-old toddlers with I mean Jamie Raskin, Dan Goldman, who else is it? There's another new one, or one I've recently heard of, can't think of his name, and there's another woman, an African-American woman. She got into it with Jim Jordan one day. What's her name? Klasky. I believe it's spelled K-L-A-S-K-E or K-I. I'm not sure.
Klasky. That sounds familiar.
K-L-A-S-K-I. I believe is how it's spelled. I think. Not positive, but I think. But anyway,
uh-huh.
She's another one to watch. She's another congressperson. She got all up in Jim Jordan's business the other day. And he's the chairman of the committee.
I love it when they do that.
She got, oh, man, she got, she went bitch on him.
Hey, man, they need that kind of shit right there now.
Yeah.
You know, because these fuckers think they get away with everything. You know, I just get tired of the Republicans just getting away with all this shit that they're doing. And they think it's okay, and they go, oh, yeah, I can do whatever I want to do because nobody's going to tell me what to do. It's like,
you know,
yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
You know, there's a few memes out there right now, and I think I may have shared one. I don't know, because everybody's sharing it. I have a tendency, if I see that a lot of people are sharing it, I sometimes won't share it because it's out there so much. But there's a meme out there right now that says a couple of different things. You know, this is about Hillary Clinton. Lock her up for years. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. And then at the bottom it says, apparently the lock her up crowd is having a problem saying lock him up.
I bet they are. I love watching, they have a meme out there that shows Hillary Clinton holding up a sign saying lock him up. I love that thing. I just love that meme,
yeah,
though, you're talking about.
Right, right.
It's the best.
Yeah, and there's another one. It's a cartoon drawing of Trump behind bars. And it's kind of like Silence of the Lamb, and where she's looking through the bars, smiling and going, I have some emails for you to read.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
You know, because supposedly that's why they wanted to lock her up, is because of emails. Because
the emails.
They said,
which
was
really
not
stupid.
On a, well, it was government emails. And what they were saying, she had a, what do you call it, a locked server in the basement of her house. A government locked server. But they were trying to say that it wasn't locked, that it was just a regular computer, and that she was sending government files and letters on a regular computer where anybody could get a hold of them. Well, it wasn't. You know, and that's why they've always wanted to lock her up. For 40 years, they've wanted to lock her up, you know.
Oh, yeah. They have been trying to go after her for years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the shit they come up with, and, you know, like when they come up with some of these conspiracy shit, like when they were saying, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they were saying that Bill and Hillary Clinton were responsible for John F. Kennedy Jr. For his death.
I know. Well, you know why they say that? Is because you know, I read this story a long time ago, and I don't know the real detail part of it, but I can give you part of it. Remember that Bill Clinton was originally, I think, an Arkansas congressperson, okay? And then he ran for governor, and he won. So,
right.
When he was running, I can't remember whether it was for the Congress part or the governor part. Anyway, his opponent, this is back when the bullshit started, hit the fan. His opponent was saying that there were people that died around the Clintons. There were like 6 or 7 people that died around the Clintons while they were doing something here. Trying to open the net.
Oh my God.
They were saying this. His opponent accused them of having hits put out on these people. even though one guy, the Whitewater, it was called the Whitewater deal. There was a Whitewater deal that was a, you know, his opponent accused him of having these people killed. He didn't want Bill Clinton to win. He wanted to win. So he started all this rampant bullshit about the Clintons and how they were, you know, they were putting out hits on all these people. And they were either dying from natural causes or suicide or anything but having a hit put out on them. You know what I mean? But that rumor started back before Bill Clinton was even governor of Arkansas, much less president. You have to remember, he was the governor of Arkansas before he was the president. And so it has followed them their entire lives. All this made-up bullshit crap the Republicans come up with is to make the Clintons look bad. And people actually believe it. It's really stupid.
Oh, yeah. You know, but so, look at the people that follow these idiots. You know, they're just as fucking dumb.
Right. Well, I mean, but...
Oh, jeez.
What?
Somebody emailed us and asked me, they're like, check this out. This guy's name is William, says... Jerry Williams. My name is William. I'm sure it is William. You're just using my name. And he says, so you were just talking about you had a heart attack. I'm sure you were vaccinated. And that's probably what happened. You got had the heart attack due to being vaccinated. See, vaccinations do work, don't they, buddy? Now you had a heart attack. Good job. Check your arteries because I guarantee you there's blockages.
You know what? I knew somebody was going to come up with this shit.
Of course they were. It's kind of, you know, these fucking idiots. Idiots.
You know.
Oh, my God, how stupid.
You know, you stupid idiot. Jerry is overweight. He smokes.
Yep, I have diabetes. Oh, you know what? By the way, Paul, let me just say this so I can tell this idiot this. But I have diabetes, okay? And according to my cardiologist, the reason why my blockage blocked up so fast, 99%, was due to nothing else but my diabetes. They believe that about 98% was caused by my diabetes that made my blockage happen.
Really?
Yep. It was not COVID vaccine. It was the fucking diabetes.
Yeah. You stupid idiot. Not you, him.
Oh, I know what you meant. Yeah, I knew that. You know, it's funny. Some lady by the name of Jennifer wants to know. She said, have you guys heard about the new stupid bullshit they're trying to pull off in Idaho? There's an Idaho Republican woman is voting against providing girls with free tampons. The state actually allows it right now, but they're trying to vote to take away women's free tampons.
You know, that's cruel. I wish I'd always been able to get free pads when I was a teenage girl. I mean, those girls are lucky. Well, not only that, but Republicans are wanting to cut SNAP benefits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Food.
Yep.
Food for
yep.
children and seniors. They're wanting to cut it. They're wanting to cut
yes.
Social Security. They're wanting to raise the age of retirement to 70. It's cruel. It's cruel. Nothing but cruel.
Well, yeah, exactly. It is cruel. And if I was these women, listen up, especially if you're in Idaho and they're taking your fucking tampons away. I want you to go, even if you're in school or whatever, go up and go right on top of the teacher's desk, squat, and just let it all out. And then eventually they're going to be like, maybe we should give them fucking tampons. Let it out. Go up to your Capitol building, a whole bunch of girls, squat it out. Throw it on. Just let it leak. Go for it. Who the fuck cares? And let them do it for your benefit so they will start giving you free tampons because they won't, you know, until it starts affecting them. Hell, I'd even find their damn cars that they drive. Get up on the top and squat a little bit and let them, you know, react to that shit. That's terrible.
It is really terrible. And I was the kind of girl. I've had a lifelong cyst on my right ovary, and because of it, I bled before I had babies. When I was a teenager, I bled like a stuck pig, like really, really bad. And, I mean, I hate to say that to a man, but it's true. And if I didn't have pads or tampons, I couldn't go to school. And I remember there was a time when I think I had to use a rag because my dad had been in the hospital and we didn't even have food to eat, much less money to buy me. My mom wouldn't let me wear tampons in high school, in junior high or high school. She made me wear pads. Yeah, she was afraid I'd lose my virginity, which it didn't do. It doesn't do. But, so I wore pads. If I didn't have pads, I wouldn't have been able to go to school because I bled so bad. Because I would have messed all my clothes. So, it's just cruel.
Oh yeah, that is cruel. That's cruel to women. But you know what's funny is that's what they want to do. This is what they're doing. They're trying to control women's bodies either by not giving them contraceptives, not providing contraceptives under the health care, not trying to tell them that they can't have an abortion, telling them that if you are transgender that you're not going to be recognized because there's no way that you could be recognized as a transgender. So they're just taking over everybody's body. That is called fascism. That is what Hitler does. You know, Hitler was the type of person where if you were Jewish, you're going to die. Okay? They're going to take you to concentration camps, and you're going to go in the shower and die. And you know why? Because he did not like the way they looked and who they were. And then he made everybody wear the same haircut that he had. It's called the Hitler haircut. Look at it. It is a Hitler brand that they do. So what do you think he did? He told everybody how to dress, what to do. And honestly, folks, that's what's coming to America. That's what the Republicans are wanting to do.
Right. It is exactly what they're wanting to do. Yeah, it is. It's called fascism. It's when the government controls what you can personally do with your own damn life. And that's exactly the way the Republicans are. And that has to do with it involves the LGBTQ community also, you know. The drag shows, you know that drag shows are pure entertainment. They come out, you know, they do comedy. They do drag queens go on a stage and they do comedy and they sing and they banter with the audience. Fully dressed, I might add. Fully dressed. You know, but oh my God. Oh, also, I just read this. This just happened today, I guess. In Florida. You know who Michelangelo is? He's the famous sculptor,
yeah,
right? And painter. famous sculptor and painter. Well, there was a principal at a Florida school that showed sixth graders a statue of David that Michelangelo carved. It is beautiful. Michelangelo was known for this, his sculptures were known for looking realistic, like showing muscles and veins and all that. But the thing is, with this statue of David, he's naked. He's pee-pee showing.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, back then that was fine art. That is fine art.
Yeah.
It's exemplary art. Well, a parent complained.
Yeah.
To the school board or whoever.
Oh, yeah,
charged.
It's evil. It's
and
evil.
And called it pornographic. And called it pornographic because you could see his pee-pee. And he got
oh,
fired.
Oh, my God. Did he really?
Yep, he got fired.
See, that's kind of shit.
Showing
shit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's scary ridiculous. You know, if you're so stupid that you can't appreciate fine art by a master sculptor.
Well, I can tell you this, that they have statues and shit in churches and cathedrals. They have naked people on them, you know. And,
right.
You know, what are they going to do? What are they going to do, say that that's pornography? Then why is it in the church?
Not just that. But, you know, I love history. I watch travel shows because a lot of the travel shows will normally go into places with archaeology, old churches, and there are European churches with stained glass windows that are like 500 to 1,000 years old, because stained glass has been around that long, with pictures of biblical characters that are naked, or sometimes it'll show, you know, little devils, and they'll be naked. So, I mean, this is how ignorant Republicans are. Anal, retentive, stupid, you know, and banning the books, too. Who bans books that teaches about history, that teaches us, I mean, for everything. And they're especially banning books about the LGBTQ community, which is, you know, there are children, teenage, gay children, lesbian children, who kill themselves, commit suicide, because they can't handle the pressure of who they are to society. And so these books are out there to help alleviate their fears and guide them through it. And they can't help who they are. These books are there, they're designed to help a gay or lesbian child or teenager to live with it and not be so afraid that they commit suicide. And they're banning these books. These people are banning these books simply because they're about gay people. And it's sickening.
Terrible. That's stupid. You know, I've heard these website Republicans saying we're having a book burning, blah blah blah. You know.
Right. I also got to tell you what's going on here in Arkansas, as far as statues go. In front of our Capitol building.
Did they find Sarah Huckabee Sanders' penis finally? Did they finally find Sarah's penis?
I don't know. Her husband might have. Wouldn't it be?
They're like it's a Vienna sausage.
Wouldn't it be freaking been awesome if they to find out that Sarah has both sets of organs, sex organs.
I know. I'm thinking she does. I think she's a she-dude, man. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you what she's doing. She just signed a bill. That was, we have a few congresspeople, state congresspeople, that are pious, unbelievably religious, anal retentive nuts, zealots. And this one gal named Mary Bentley put a bill forth, and it passed. And there are, I don't know if she signed it into law yet or not, but there is, okay, we are in front of the Capitol building. There's already a, a slab with the Ten Commandments on it. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But this gal, Mary Bentley, got this bill passed. That's a tribute. You know, they banned abortion here in Arkansas. And this is going to be put up on Capitol Grounds, too, which is in tribute to all the fetuses that died from abortion.
Oh, my God. That's dumb. Now, that is really dumb.
Yeah, you think? That's how ignorant these people are. Who does that? I don't know if any other Capitol building in any state in the country that has done the same thing. You know, even Florida or Louisiana or Alabama or Georgia, none of those states have put up statutes to the fetuses who have died from abortion. I mean, it's just... No,
yeah, that
pay
is
tribute. If it's, you know, I can see a possible Democratic governor in the future, hopefully, take that motherfucker down.
I guarantee it.
It is so sad that Chris Jones, her opponent, did not win. You can tell. Some of his posts, I'm on his friends list. He's on my friends list. And or I follow him and could tell from some of his posts that he is really upset with her and the current administration, the way it is. Because he would have been vetoing bills about a statue for dead fetuses. You know, because that's just
oh,
dumb.
Yeah. That is dumb.
And the other thing about here in Arkansas is, yeah.
He should have won.
Won. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. What was I going to say? Oh, the other thing that Sarah Huckabee Sanders has done, and she's all over the internet for it and the news, is she just took away the age limit for children to work.
What?
Yeah. You know that little bill that said that kids can't work till they're like 16?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She did away with that. Now, I want you to think about that. You know, back in the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, children, we're talking grade school children, were put to work in the mines and the factories and the slaughterhouses and all that crap. Well, she's bringing it back, boys and girls. And the lie she has told about this is right from the very beginning in her inauguration speech was, I will protect the children.
Oh. Sarah.
I will protect the children. And she's not protecting the children. She's putting them to work.
Yeah, she's looking for control.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is kind of what I see going on, is that there are going to be crackhead parents out there or meth head parents out there that are going to be putting their junior high kids, 12 and 13-year-olds, to work so they can bring money home so they can buy their drugs. I can see it happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's coming. And that's definitely coming. You're right, Paula.
Yeah. So, you know, I can see if a single parent, like a single mother, is having a hard time making ends meet and maybe saying, you know, can you go work at McDonald's or something at 13, 14 or whatever, helping me with the bills. I can understand that. But there's going to be a lot of parents that are going to abuse this law. So.
Oh, yeah. They're going to definitely
abuse
the law.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders has three kids, two sons and one daughter. You can bet your ass none of those kids will be working. Those privileged the white kids won't have to work for nothing. So
no, so absolutely not. You're right.
Do we have more emails?
Oh yeah, you got a lot of them. There's a guy here that wrote us. His name is Daniel. He says that coming to the idea of COVID vaccines, why you should not get them. Here's reasoning number 50,000 in one. He said that the COVID vaccine, they're saying, is linked to testicular cancer. I've never heard of that.
No. No. Bye. People make bullshit up. God. How stupid.
Idiots.
Can you be? Yeah. Idiots. Hey, dumbass, if you're listening, over 1 million people died from the actual disease of COVID.
Yeah. A lot
over
of it had to do with Donald Trump, by the way.
Right. It was like, how many? 440,000 people died under Donald Trump because of COVID.
That's a lot.
So, yeah. I mean, and yes, when Biden became president, they had not quite come out with the vaccine yet. So, you know, now it's down to, it's still rampant. COVID is still out there. In the past 2.5 months, I just read in Arkansas alone, there have been something like almost 1,700 cases of COVID in Arkansas still. And if you are not vaccinated, you are taking a chance with your life. So when you say that it causes testicular cancer, when you say it causes testicular cancer, you're full of it. Nowhere has it ever been. So you're making that up, you stupid shit.
you know, Jessica wrote in, wants to know exactly what's going on. Do you believe, here's what she said, I want to know what's going on. That's the title of her subject here, and she says, so I noticed that they've been having court over TikTok and banning TikTok. So what is exactly going to happen? Do you think they're going to ban TikTok altogether?
Um, You know, the CEO of TikTok actually was in Washington yesterday or today defending the website. I'm not on TikTok. I don't have it on my, I've never had a desire to, not because it's owned by the Chinese or anything like that. I have enough trouble keeping up with Facebook and Twitter. So it's hard to say. I know that both Republicans and Democrats are saying it needs to go. So I don't know. I don't know. Personally, yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know either. I think that if anything, they may ban TikTok only because, you know, it's something they're going to try to do away with. It's, you know, it's funny that they want to do this again. We heard the same bullshit under Donald Trump when they banned Donald Trump from TikTok. Do you remember that? And I think this is, again, the Republicans trying to have a revenge. That was, yeah, Twitter and TikTok. He was trying to do TikTok as well because it was from China. And so anybody who banned Donald Trump, I think truly these Republicans, that now that they're in the House, are trying to go after these companies is a revenge of getting back at them because they're going to support their little buddy Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump's the one that's probably the puppet behind the – or the master behind the puppets of the House telling them what he wants them to do.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. However, since it's a Chinese website, I have seen both Republicans and Democrats kind of be upset over it. Because since it's a Chinese website, they're afraid that they're gathering information from people's phones. So,
yeah,
it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It really is. I mean, if they want to get information, I believe they could get it, and they don't have to really use TikTok, obviously, but they could probably go in and, through any kind of spectrum that, you know, that they wanted to.
Right.
You know, that that they wanted.
I had my Facebook hacked about a month ago, and I go on all these Republican pages and the Fox page, and it's just full of vermin trolls, horrible people. Just, it's so easy to recognize them. Just an example, Marjorie Taylor Greene's page or Jim Jordan page. A troll will say, "I agree. Thank you for your service. And my prayers are with you." And then they put up praying hands emojis. That's a dead giveaway that it's a troll, believe it or not. Because I've seen it so many freaking times. But anyway, back to TikTok. I got hacked. Had a couple of people tell me I got hacked. I imagine that somehow, some way, even though my profile is private, my friends are private now, I put them private too, that somebody somehow got through to my Facebook and recreated an account under my name. One of the friends that told me about it actually reported it. So, and got it removed. But I had to change my password, make my friends private, do a little extra security on my Facebook page. And I'm thinking it's got to be some of these hackers from Russia, China, India, Africa. Got to be somebody that knows how to get through. And by getting through to your Facebook, they're trying to get through to your phone.
Yeah, they're looking for ways in.
Right. So you have to be really vigilant. And I get, also another thing to look out for, people, is if you get what looks like a legitimate email from, like, PayPal, there's a lot of companies that do this. Lowe's, PayPal, Lowe's, who else has done it? And they look like legitimate, and they'll say, you know, you need to change your password. They'll actually tell you, you need to change your password, like on PayPal. No. Don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't click on their link.
Yeah.
Don't click on their link. Report the email as spam. Go check your PayPal account. If it looks up and running and normal, no, you don't need to change your password. But they'll do this to you. Don't let it scare you. Your security needs to be updated. Your password needs to be changed. You need to click on this link. Blah, blah, blah. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're suckering you in.
Right. Don't do it. It's so easy. Yeah, it's so easy. Believe the crap they're saying. Don't do it. Anyway, more emails.
Actually, that's it. We actually, so one person wanted to know, we'll do this last one, but this is from somebody that's named Brian, who wants to know, what exactly is going on with Fox News? A lot of times they are not reporting the truth, as we always know that they don't report the truth. However, all the stuff they said about Dominion, it's kind of funny that they are backtracking on a lot of stuff that they said. And now, what is up with Tucker Carlson even displaying video coverage of January 6th that makes it look like, well, they're out to be the good guys, and that it was all a mishap, that the Democrats are trying to overreact and say Trump was evil when clearly nothing truly did happen? What exactly do you believe?
Is this a joke question?
Hey, it's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Fox News is nothing but a bunch of lying assholes. They helped incite the riot on January 6th. They were part of it. They also said the reason Dominion is suing them is because they lied about the voting machines, and said
uh-huh.
that they were broken and that they were stealing people's votes when in fact they weren't. And announced that the election was stolen. It wasn't. Matter of fact, that's really crazy because they were the first one on the night of the election. Did you know that Fox News was the first network Biden won?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't they report like Arizona or something like that?
Yeah, and then they started backtracking. And I guess people in the background, producers and directors and people in the back behind the scenes were freaking the fuck out because their elections guy announced that Joe Biden had won the election. I think he lost his job. But anyway. So Tucker Carlson got January 6th video footage. You know, this is really stupid. From the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who gave him, 104,000 hours of video footage on purpose so Tucker Carlson could lie about it. On purpose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the thing is, and this is the thing I've got into with trolls, because if trolls don't live in this country, they weren't sitting in front of their TV watching it happen live in front of their eyes.
Well, exactly.
Like we were. They were back in their own country. So, you know, I've gotten into it with trolls over this fact. Well, it was just a tourist visit. And I have a post on my page of the January 6th riot with a timeline. It's a basic little video. It's not 144,000 hours. But it shows the violence that was happening. So when a troll says that to me, I go load up that post, and I post back to them with the link to that video footage, and I'll ask, does this look like a fucking tourist visit to you?
Yeah, it's not a tourist visit. Not when people are dying and stuff.
Right. And then that's another thing they say. That's another thing they say. Well, no one died on January 6th. And Officer Sicknick died of natural causes. You know why he died of natural causes? You know why he died of natural causes? Because the day before, he died on January 7th in a hospital after being sprayed in the face with bear spray, which he inhaled, went to his brain, went through his body, and caused him to have a stroke. Yes, a stroke is a natural cause of death. But being sprayed in the face...
Wow.
I don't know a lot of people that die of strokes or have strokes because they've been sprayed in the face with bear spray. But that's what a doctor is. One of the doctors said that treated him is that his death was caused. His stroke was caused by bear spray, being sprayed with bear spray. And then, you know, so these trolls drive me crazy. And I love playing with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It really is.
Well, you hear how
it's
I am
fun,
on the
you know, you
I, can't, get... I can't say to them on Facebook what I say to them here on the air, you know. But...
Oh, yeah.
I word my post carefully.
Well, Miss Paula, we are at the end of the show. If you're ready to end up the show, we'll end it up and call it an evening.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish I'd been more with it. I've had a little, I told you privately why I've had anxiety the past week and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into it over the year. And I've not been keeping up with the political news as much as I normally do. But anyway, we did what we can do tonight. Maybe next time better. Anyway, you guys, thank you for listening. We appreciate any and all of you in America, across the world. And I just... I always like to say this now at the end of the show. If you're listening in Russia, your leader, Putin, is lying to you. Ukrainians are not Nazis. We are not Nazis. He's lying really, really bad to you. Don't have to act on it. I just want you to know. Be careful. Anyway, we love you. Thank you for listening, everybody. And you guys have a wonderful weekend coming up. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. You guys have a great night. Thank you. Good night.
All right. That's the end of the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. If there's any kind of breaking news in the next couple of days, we'll break in with that breaking news. Other than that, we'll see you Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on The Jerry and Paula Show. Again, let's close up the show. And once again, thank you very much for your support. Any emails here, you can email us at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. That's the best email to get a hold of us on. And any of your questions, comments is just perfect for us because we can use as much information as you possibly can give us. The questions, you know, we appreciate your emails. If we don't read your emails, it doesn't mean that we haven't gotten to them yet. You know, I do get a lot of emails to where a lot of them are probably, you know, a few weeks old. So some of the stuff is like, you know, delayed on some of these shows that we read them on. So other than that, you know, I apologize if we get your emails later on that week. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. God bless you. God bless America, our troops, and especially each and every one of you. Have a blessed night, everybody.